Well, as we finish out the show, we open up our inbox and I get to answer today's question. So I'll hang here with you all a little bit longer. Today's question is, incidentally, from a huge Gaithers fan. She just said that. That's just bonus material, folks. Has nothing to do with her question, but hey. Anyway, here's her question. She says, if someone asks why you're breaking up with them, do you owe them an answer? On the flip side, if someone breaks up with you, is it acceptable to ask the reason for the breakup? If it's acceptable to ask why, do you think it's wise? Well, this is a good question and one that all of us have wrestled with because you don't want to come across as like too clingy or desperate or sad or whatever. But at the same time, you feel like maybe you need some answers or you need a little bit of closure. I would say really the nature of this, whether or not you're going to get an answer and what kind of answer you're going to get depends on both the length and the nature of the relationship. So I think you need to have realistic expectations. If this person went out with you twice, that's going to be a different conversation than someone that you dated for a year or someone you were engaged to. Or I think there are different expectations in either of those scenarios. That said, I think that we all should be able to, again, being adults who love Jesus and are treating one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, I think we should all be able to have this kind of conversation and be cool with it. And again, you guys know I'm very passionate about let's not all have to leave our church in our small groups because of a breakup, because there's so much drama and, you know, too much emotional and other entanglement involved. And so I like everyone when they're considering this to just like take a deep breath and just chill and pray about it and ask God, you know, what is it that you need to know? Why? What are your motives for knowing, for asking this question? That said, I don't think it's a problem to both ask the question and to answer someone. But I think there are wise ways to go about doing it. First of all, if you have an answer, say if someone's, you know, asking you why you broke up with them, you can tell the truth. You can be honest, and I would encourage people to be honest if you can do it biblically in a helpful way that is honoring and is kind. This isn't your time to air all your grievances and be rude and tell them that they're not dateable and all kinds of stuff and just be nutty. This is your opportunity to really pour into them and give them something that will be helpful for them to take into, hopefully, their next relationship. And so again, your first consideration is, are you treating them in a God-honoring way that really honors them and reflects your relationship with them as a brother or sister in Christ? I would advise you also to maybe take into consideration some kind of overarching way of addressing the question and or the conversation around this. So I remember a friend of mine from a few years ago, he shared really a super helpful way of going about this. He had ended a relationship and not surprisingly, the girl wanted to know why and she wanted a lot of closure around it and a lot of explanations. And he basically told her, you know what? You have 2 weeks to basically address this with me. If something comes up, if you have a question, if you want to know, if you want to process it, whatever. And then after 2 weeks, we put it to rest and we don't talk about it again and we both move on. And I just thought that was a very healthy way of saying, yeah, let's get some answers on the table. Let's talk about it. I'm happy to walk this through with you, but we're not going to hang on to it and be weird about it and get into some kind of blame game. You know, at that point, it's like, you know, you're not going to have access to me about this situation. We're done debriefing. We're done giving closure in that. I would also say for either party, whether you're the dumpy or the dumper, that's a harsh way of putting it, but whoever's ending the relationship, you know, we can look at this again with an eternal lens. And that is that God could have kept you two together. He could have done it in a second, but he chose not to. And so you have to realize that he has a bigger story in mind. He knows what's up. He knows whether or not you will never see this person again, never be with this person again. He knows if you're going to get together 10 years from now. And so you have to put it in his hands and release control of that situation and realize that God can orchestrate what he wants. He can make it happen. But if he doesn't, that's good too, because it's all within his good plan and we should trust him in this. So hopefully those are a few helpful thoughts for you as you walk through a situation like this. Again, just treating someone with kindness and respect and trusting God in the process and being willing to move on, knowing that there are good things ahead. Okay, folks, that's it for this week's show. We do want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org. And you can get more information and more resources related to this show and its topics by going to boundless.org/530. That's this week's show, 530. And otherwise, we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.